Everybody, welcome back to the Story Behind podcast. Today we're talking about my latest release, Do or Die. This song is the exact opposite of the last song, Bad Dream, that we discussed. That one just I wrote it in December of last year. This song, the music at least, was written over 11 years ago when we were recording our rock opera with the band that I was in. I continued to write, but any songs that I had written that didn't fit the rock opera, I just created a rough demo and they sat. There is this song, the music for this song, and then there's another song that will come out in the future called The Rise, The Fall, The Aftermath, and that demo was there. There's another musical song called These Wounds that will come out eventually. And I had all these ideas. I also had the chorus to a song using the music from Do or Die. It was originally written as a different song entirely, and that song was called Writing Laws on Bleeding Hearts. And that song has been rewritten and will be released in the next few months. But Do or Die, when we started this project, I realized that the lyrics I was using for that other song in this music didn't really work the way I envisioned it. And I decided to scrap the idea of putting those lyrics with this music, and I wanted to start from scratch with the music. With the song itself. I still had the music and the demo of the instrumentation of the demo, and I decided to sit and try to see how the music informed the lyrics that I wanted to sing. So that's what I started to do. I sat down and would just kind of come up with different phrases, and it was really one of the first songs that I wrote in this new process, because I already had the music recorded from before, and it was the first time I really sat and allowed the music to teach me how to come up with the right melody, the right phrasing, because like I had said in the past, I usually started with lyrics first, and in this way, I was just kind of singing lines as I thought of them and then writing down the words. Once I figured out how I wanted to sing it, then I would actually capture the lyrics on paper or in a Google Doc is what we use now because technology. And so as I worked through the song, I realized, oh, wow, there's different parts, and this song has pre-chorus. It has everything that I need, and I wanted it to be a little bit more uplifting than the lyrics were there before. It's still a heavy subject matter in the sense that it's a high stakes type of song. It's called Do or Die, for crying out loud. But an interesting fact about this song is that originally when I first wrote it, it was called Not Afraid to Die. And instead of I Say Do or Die, which is the last line of the chorus, which was a suggestion for my brother, I came up with Do or Die, but he said to do I Say Do or Die instead of This Is Do or Die. Originally, the last line was I'm Not Afraid to Die, which I realized, again, was a little heavy-handed when I was writing this song. I felt that it was a little melodramatic to say I'm Not Afraid to Die, and I'm literally writing like a pop 80s rock song, which another point of that is that this song wasn't really 80s originally, which if you stay tuned for those little videos that I do where I give you the progress of the song from initial idea all the way through to the finished product, you'll see how much this song changed. It's the same beat, basically, but when we recorded the music originally, I wasn't really concerned with coming up with the right beats per minute and stuff. That wasn't part of my focus or consideration. So we weren't able to really build the demo the way we were with all the other songs. So we decided to start from scratch. We have an initial demo that is my voice on top of the original music. But then when we realized when we were going to be doing this and recording with live drums and everything, we needed to actually build the demo from the ground up so that we could have the order of the song be exactly what we meant it to be. We decided to repeat some choruses and things like that. And so we did that. When I did that, we started to experiment with some of the keyboard sounds. And in the second demo that we did, it started with like this very 80s synth in the beginning, but then it kind of just reverted back to the original demo, which was a more like it had like that One Republic style. It was very like, you know, mid 2000s pop, as you would imagine, considering it was written in 2012 2013, and it really fit that time, like a One Republic style. And it wasn't really, once we started to explore in the synths and things like that, I was encouraged by my brother and then a friend of his who heard a sample of the song and said that it kind of goes from sounding like this like outer space 80s thing into like a folk pop song. And I realized, yeah, he's right. That's exactly what it does. And we need to retain that synth sound that we had from the beginning and make a complete song out of it. And then I started to envision, what is this song about? What's the story behind it? And, you know, is it just about the current day? You know, and I started to put the setting in a different world or like in a different time frame or a different timeline. And I started to think about, you know, those 80s action movies or those 80s sci-fi movies and how they oftentimes have that big power anthem when the credits start to roll, when the guy driving off into the sunset. There's songs like Man in Motion, St. Elmo's Fire, like those types of songs. And I really got excited about the idea of doing like a pastiche to a song like that or something in the vein of those songs, because that is really raise your fist, really get excited. You know, there's also the song You're the Voice, Try and Understand It. Those types of songs that really were like almost like over the top melodramatic, over the top inspirational, really just try to see if I could tackle that. And so I feel like that's what we were able to do when we recorded. I started to find the sounds, find the drum beat that we needed. And this is another one that the drum beat was a complicated thing. Like they weren't really sure. Nick and my dad weren't really sure what I was going for. I heard it in my head, which is how things go a lot of times, is that like I hear it in my head. The demo is not always a great representation of that. But and it throws people off because once I start steering it towards where I want, it's not how people pictured it because they heard the demo. But the demo is really just to get the ideas down. And so when I started to finalize this song, I realized that we were onto something. So much so that there's a potential opportunity that this song will be included in some form with other songs that I've written. I got inspired because I used some AI to create the artwork, and I described it as post-apocalyptic dystopian, a group of dissidents who are deciding to go back into the city that's been partially destroyed, and they're really going to, you know, sing this anthem, this battle cry, and that's what this song is. And then what's really cool about this song is I knew from early on I need a group of people to sing on it. I don't want it to just be me, because the purpose of the song is basically we're saying this is our battle cry. Who's us? Who are we? It can't just be me singing. So the idea of having a group of people be the call and response to this person or this individual who's saying, like, you know, I will not stay silent. I will be defiant. All of these things. And then it switches to the we. We needed to include the we. So Nick, my brother, came up with the idea for the bridge of having the I won't run and hide, I won't keep it inside, and having the call and response there. And then I asked my friends that I work with at Sight and Sound if anybody would want to participate, and I got 11 folks to volunteer their time. And we worked on it between shows. And like we had like literally 45 minutes to an hour, and I taught them the song, and then we recorded it a couple times, and that was it. And it wasn't even like a great setup recording-wise. We were in a big ambient room, and I had to really do my best to clean up the recordings so that they would be somewhat usable for the song. And I think the finished product is pretty epic. I think people are surprised when they hear it, because when I tell people, like, oh, I'm releasing music or whatever, I think they have in their mind an idea of, like, oh, he's probably a singer-songwriter. It's like, you know, a little pop acoustic song or whatever. And then they hear the songs that I'm putting out, and I think it takes them aback, if that's the word. They are taken aback is what I meant to say. And because it's definitely not the kind of music that an average person is putting out. And I'm not saying that to like compliment the music. I'm just saying it's very different from what you'd expect one person to be doing. And it's because I come from a band background, the songs I write are, I'm thinking about the full picture, the full band performing. I'm thinking also about the visuals that go into the song. That's really important to me, because I want people to be able to picture something when they're listening to it. I want there to be a story element to the song. And with that in mind, I have a number of songs that deal with this, you know, the decline of our society and things like that, as you've heard. And specifically, there's one coming up. There's a couple, actually, that kind of, I realized, set the stage for what this song is, what Do or Die is. It's less of a, you know, we finally have made our choice of what we're going to do because of how things have gone. It's more about the fact that things are starting to get worse and things are bad. So with that being said, we're going to probably release like an EP, a concept EP of these songs, and it's going to form a story from beginning to end. And Do or Die would actually be the climax of the song, of the EP. And with the very last line of "it's hard not to feel numb," and then having that you know, that very sudden ending, it kind of leaves it open-ended. We don't know the outcome of these people who are, you know, lifting their heads up high and saying this is Do or Die. We don't know if they were successful. But when you hear these other songs that pair with this, I'm actually getting really excited about the idea of putting this together as an EP with that concept, that story. So the men on the cover of Do or Die, there's a little bit more behind that than just the song itself. There's potential for those, you know, characters on the artwork to be characters in this concept album. So I hope you're excited. I hope you'll support the music. Thank you, everybody who's given. And we are actually fully funded for the next song, which will be coming out at the end of August. It's called False Flag. And I'm really excited for this one as well. And we're also 25% funded for the song, the September song, which is called Open Rebellion. So if you are so inclined, I really ask that you would consider either using Venmo or Cash App. My handle is Jeff Desiato Music. You can find me. If you aren't able to give an amount on those apps, but you do want to support me, there is Buy Me a Coffee, where you can do a small amount every month to support the music being created, and I would really appreciate that. Thanks a lot for watching and listening.
The end of days, here the world has gone and turned sideways. It's hard not to feel numb. Newsman says that the problem is me, that I hasten the end of our democracy. Do they think I'm that dumb? Call me threatening, but that don't mean a thing. All the times you've labeled me have just enabled me to build a thick enough skin to fight tomorrow. Take your slings and your arrows. I will not be silent in the face of violence. Ones. There's a millstone that's waiting instead of my gun. God is not to be mocked. I know it's right to turn the other cheek. That doesn't mean that I can't use my last breath to speak. So I gotta speak up. Call me by every name, open me to public shame. Take away my platform, I'll weather every storm. And though the truth hides beneath the rubble and the haze, when revealed it sets souls ablaze. I will not stay silent in the face of violence. We will sing this song as our battle cry. I will run though feet may fail, chasing down the hounds of hell. With our hands raised up high, I say I will not stay silent. I will be defiant.
the world has gone and turned sideways. It's hard not to feel numb.